Good afternoon and welcome to our Senior Spotlight Show. We are the Gurney Center Class of 2025 and we're taking over 99 The Wave. Here's a little bit about our senior class. We have 54 students in our class. Our class colors are maroon and white, and our class flower is a dahlia. The motto for the Gurney Center High School Class of 2025 is "Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened" by Dr. Seuss. Our class officers are Clayton Freed, Jacob Hoy, and Braden Wallace, and graduation is set for May 18th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in on 99 The Wave to learn all about the Gurney Center Class of 2025. We'll be right back with our first bio after a short break.
Our first senior is Clayton Freed from Gurney Center. He is the son of Brian and Jen Freed. Clayton's high school activities included football, wrestling, track and field, soccer, Friends First, Mentors of Violence Protection, National Honor Society, and FFA. His favorite music genres are Christian, country, and the song he has chosen for today's show is "A Country Boy Can Survive." His favorite book is anything written by Rick Riordan, and Clayton enjoys watching Suits on TV. His go-to movie is Gladiator, and his favorite social media platform is Snapchat. If Clayton was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have an axe. If given the opportunity, Clayton would like to travel to Holy Islands in Israel. When Clayton Freed looks back at his years at Gurney Center High School, his favorite memory is hosting the homecoming bonfire at his house. He also has this advice for next year's senior class. Get out and do everything you possibly can. After graduation, Clayton plans to attend Iowa State for actuarial science.
Our next senior is Dayton Myers from Gurney Center. He is the son of Brad Myers and Stephanie Gutnig. Dayton's high school activities included football, basketball, track, tennis, and baseball. His favorite music genres are country, hip-hop, pop, rap, and rock, and the song he has chosen for today's show is "Live Your Life." His favorite book, Dayton doesn't have a favorite book, and enjoys watching Outer Banks on TV. His go-to movie is Hacksaw Ridge, and his favorite social media platform is Snapchat. If Dayton was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have a fishing rod. If given the opportunity, Dayton would like to travel to Cayman Islands. When Dayton Myers looks back at his years at Gurney Center High School, his favorite memory is winning state football. He also has this advice for next year's senior class: don't wish it away, it goes by fast. After graduation, Dayton Myers plans to attend UNI for business.
Our next senior is Skylar Redding from Gurney Center. She is the daughter of Mark and Melinda Redding. Skylar's high school activities included cross country, basketball, and soccer. Her favorite music genres are country, pop, and the song she has chosen for today's show is "Spring into Summer." Her favorite book is "The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo," and Skylar enjoys watching Outer Banks on TV. Her go-to movie is Elemental. Her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Skylar was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have a fire starter. If given the opportunity, Skylar would like to travel to Bora Bora. When Skylar looks back at her years at Gurney Center High School, her favorite memory is the lip sync battles during homecoming. She also has this advice for next year's senior class: be involved in a lot of things and be present in the moment to make long-lasting memories. After graduation, Skylar Redding plans to attend Hawkeye Community College for nursing.
Our next senior is Paige Venegay from Gurney Center. She is the daughter of Kent and Jen Venegay. Paige's high school activities included volleyball, basketball, NHS, and FCCLA. Her favorite music genres are country and pop, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Tattoos. Her favorite book is Harry Potter, and Paige enjoys watching Gilmore Girls on TV. Her go-to movie is Crazy Rich Asians. Her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Paige was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have goldfish. If given the opportunity, Paige would like to travel to Singapore. When Paige Venegay looks back at her years at Gurney Center High School, her favorite memory is homecoming week with all of her friends. She also has this advice for next year's senior class: don't be stressed if you don't always know your future plans. After graduation, Paige Venegay plans to attend the University of Kansas for architecture.
The seniors rule the radio. Hi, I'm Preston Martins, one of your hosts from Gurney Center High School, and we are in control of 99 The Wave Radio with our Senior Spotlight Show. We're also streaming live at radioonthego.com. We'll be back with more in just a minute. Our next senior is Evan Bingman from Gurney Center. He's the son of Ryan and Brandy Bingman. Evan's high school activities include tennis, bowling, stage crew for musical, band, and National Honor Society. His favorite music genres are pop, rap, and rock. And the song he has chosen for today's show is Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fear. His favorite book is Origami Yoda, and Evan enjoys watching Gravity Falls on TV. His go-to movie is The Goonies. His favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Evan was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have 50 Meat Lovers pizzas, frozen pizzas. If given the opportunity, Evan would like to travel to Key West, Florida. When Evan looks back at his years at Granny Center High School, his favorite memory is hanging with my friends and enjoying every day. He also has this advice for next year's senior class. Don't take things too seriously. After graduation, Evan Bingman plans to attend Hawkeye Community College and major in wildlife management.
Our next senior is Andrew Oswegan from Grundy Center. He's the son of AJ Oswegan and Amanda Oswegan. Andrew's high school activities included GC Band, GC Drumline, GC Jazz, Musical Stage Crew, and GC Bowling. His favorite music genre is metal, and the song he's chosen today for today's show is Shotgun Blues. His favorite book is Curious George, and Andrew enjoys watching The Andy Griffin Show on TV. His go-to movie is The Goonies. His favorite social media platform is Instagram Reels. If Andrew was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have a fishing pole. If given the opportunity, Andrew would like to travel to Germany. When Andrew looks back at his years at Grundy Center High School, his favorite memories are band, drumline, GC Jazz, and hanging with friends. He also has this advice for next year's senior class. Do your homework. After graduation, Andrew Oswegan plans to attend Hawkeye for automotive mechanics.
Our next senior is Caleb Knudsen from Grundy Center. He's the son of Mike and Carla Knudsen. Caleb's high school activities included cross country, robotics, golf, and stage crew. His favorite music genres are country, rap, and rock. And the song he has chosen for today's show is Holy Smokes by Bailey Zimmerman. His favorite book is Ready Player One, and Caleb enjoys watching The Flash on TV. His go-to movie is Hacksaw Ridge. His favorite social media platform is Instagram. If Caleb was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have a fishing pole and bait. If given the opportunity, Caleb would like to travel to Spain. When Caleb Knudsen looks back at his years at Grundy Center High School, his favorite memory is playing poker in a hotel at midnight during state robotics. He also has this advice for next year's senior class. Make the most out of your last year. After graduation, Caleb Knudsen plans to attend Iowa State University to major in mechanical engineering.
Our next senior is Kennedy Scott from Grundy Center. She is the daughter of Corey and Melissa Scott. Kennedy's high school activities included cross country, basketball, soccer, marching band, pep band, jazz band, concert band, choir, playing bass for GC Jazz, musical, NHS, MVP, and FFA. Her favorite music genres are Christian and pop, and the song she's chosen today for today's show is Good Day by Forrest Frank. Her favorite book, she does not have one, and Kennedy enjoys watching The Resident on TV. Her go-to movie is Beauty and the Beast, and her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Kennedy was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have water. If given the opportunity, Kennedy would like to travel to the Dominican Republic. When Kennedy Scott looks back at her high school years in Grundy Center, her favorite memory is homecoming week. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. Don't take an event or memory for granted. It is over before you know it. After graduation, Kennedy Scott plans to attend Southeastern Community College to study nursing and get her RN and later transfer to Allen College to get her BSN.
Here's another one of our favorite songs from the graduating class of 2025 on 99 The Wave.
Our next senior is Jalen Kirkpatrick from Grundy Center. He's the son of Jason and Melanie Kirkpatrick. Jalen's high school activities included basketball, golf, and robotics. His favorite music genres are pop and rap. And the song he has chosen for today's show is God's Plan by Drake. His favorite book is Genius Files, and Jalen enjoys watching Full Swing on TV. His go-to movie is Interstellar, and his favorite social media platform is Instagram. If Jalen was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have water. If given the opportunity, Jalen would like to travel to Las Vegas. When Jalen Kirkpatrick looks back at his high school years in Grundy Center, his favorite memory is playing in the state tournament for basketball. He also has this advice for next year's senior class. Enjoy the moment and do what you love. After graduation, Jalen Kirkpatrick plans to attend Dort University to play basketball and study sports management.
Our next senior is Taylor Lonstein from Holland. She is the daughter of Amy and Dale Lonstein. Taylor's high school activities included tennis, FTC, FFA, speech, and band. Her favorite music genres are country and pop, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Come Out of a Lady by Rubber Bucket. Taylor doesn't have a favorite book, and she enjoys watching Psych on TV. Her go-to movie is She Doesn't Know. Or, man, I don't know. Her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Taylor was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have a target. And if given the opportunity, Taylor would like to travel to Iceland. When Taylor Lonstein looks back at her years at Granny Center High School, her favorite memory, she doesn't have one. After graduation, Taylor Lonstein plans to go to Iowa State to study mechanical engineering.
Our next senior is Alyssa Oetker from Grundy Center. She's the daughter of Teresa and Thomas Oetker. Alyssa's high school activities included band. Her favorite music genre is rock, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Waiting for Superman. Her favorite social media platform is YouTube. If Alyssa was stranded on a deserted island, she would like to have a lighter. If given the opportunity, Alyssa would like to travel to Japan. When Alyssa looks back at her years at Grundy Center High School, her favorite memory is the band trip. Her advice for next year's senior class is be yourself and not what other people want you to be. After graduation, Alyssa Oetker plans to attend Hawkeye Community College for biology, then transfer to Allen for medical laboratory sciences.
Our next senior is Preston Martins from Grundy Center. He is the son of Stephen and Patty Martins. Preston's high school activities included golf and basketball. His favorite music genres are country, pop, and rap, and the song he has chosen for today's show is More Than My Hometown by Morgan Wallen. Preston doesn't have a favorite book and enjoys watching Full Swing on TV. His go-to movie is Happy Gilmore, and his favorite social media platform is Instagram. If Preston was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have water. And if given the opportunity, Preston would like to travel to Augusta, Georgia. When Preston Martins looks back at his years at Grundy Center High School, his favorite memory is winning state golf his sophomore year. He also has this advice for next year's senior class. Don't let others tell you what you can and can't do. After graduation, Preston Martins plans to attend NIAC to golf.
You're finding out more than you ever wanted to know about the 2025 graduation class from Grundy Center High School. It's our senior spotlight show on 99 The Wave. It's also streaming live at radioonthego.com. Hi, this is one of your co-hosts, Jalen Kirkpatrick. Stay tuned for more.
Our next senior is Kaden Moeller from Grundy Center. She is the daughter of Scott and Summer Moeller. Kaden's high school activities included volleyball, wrestling, soccer, MVP, and tag. Her favorite music genres are country and pop, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Ribs by Lord. Her favorite book is Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren, and Kaden enjoys watching Gilmore Girls on TV. Her go-to movie is Tangled, and her favorite social media platform is Snapchat. If Kaden was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have a boat. And if given the opportunity, Kaden would like to travel to Hawaii. When Kaden Moeller looks back at her years at Grundy Center High School, her favorite memory is being on homecoming court. And she also has this advice for next year's senior class. Pay attention in class and work hard in school. After graduation, Kaden Moeller plans to attend NIAC to play volleyball and go into physical therapy.
Our next senior is Alexi Yoder from Grundy Center. She is the daughter of Scott and Mandy Yoder. Alexa's high school activities included soccer, club soccer, NHS, and MVP. Her favorite music genres are Christian, pop, and country, and the song she has chosen today for today's show is The Love Club by Lord. Her favorite book is Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren, and Alexa enjoys watching Gilmore Girls on TV. Her go-to movie is Tangled. Her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Alexa was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have a boat. If given the opportunity, Alexa would like to travel to Greece. When Alexa Yoder looks back at her years at Grundy Center High School, her favorite memory is being on homecoming court. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. Don't take senior year for granted. After graduation, Alexa Yoder plans to attend Iowa Western to play soccer and study elementary education.
Our next senior is Kaylin Draper from Grundy Center. She is the daughter of Allison and Brett Draper. Kaylin's high school activities included volleyball, track, golf, softball, FFA, choir, musicals, FCCLA, and student government. Her favorite music genres are country and pop, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Good Days by SZA. Her favorite book is The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, and Kaylin enjoys watching Grey's Anatomy on TV. Her go-to movie is A Walk to Remember, and her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Kaylin was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have a knife. And if given the opportunity, Kaylin would like to travel to Italy. When Kaylin Draper looks back at her years at Grady Center High School, her favorite memory, she doesn't have one, and her advice for next year's senior class is, don't make your senior year easy, take as many college classes as you can. After graduation, Kaylin Draper plans to attend the University of Iowa to study radiation science.
Our next senior is Riker Thorne from Grady Center. He is the son of Angie and Brent Thorne. Riker's high school activities include football, track, baseball, and basketball. His favorite music genres are country, rap, and rock, and the song he has chosen for today's show is Burning It Down by Jason Aldean. He does not have a favorite book or a TV show, and he does not have a go-to movie. His favorite social media platform is Facebook Marketplace. If Riker was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have a gun. If given the opportunity, Riker would like to travel to Africa. When Riker Thorne looks back at his years at Grundy Center High School, his favorite memory is winning the football state championship 3 times. He also has this advice for next year's senior class. Do tomorrow. After graduation, Riker Thorne plans to attend a 4-year college to study business.
The seniors rule the radio. Hi, I'm Preston Martins, one of your hosts from Grundy Center High School, and we are in control of 99 The Wave Radio with our senior spotlight show. We're also streaming live at radioonthego.com. We'll be back with more in just a minute. Our next senior is Eliana Johnson from Grundy Center. She's the daughter of Philip and Jama Johnson. Eliana's high school activities included National Dance Academy, competition team, and Grundy Center football cheer. Her favorite music genres are folk and rock. The song she has chosen for today's show is The View Between Villages by Noah Kahan. She does not have a favorite book, and Eliana enjoys watching Stranger Things on TV. Her go-to movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and her favorite social media platform is Instagram. If Eliana was stranded on a deserted island, she would like to have sunscreen. If given the opportunity, Eliana would like to travel to Europe. When Eliana Johnson looks back at her years at Grundy Center High School, her favorite memory is cheering at state football every year. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. Don't be afraid of change. After graduation, Eliana Johnson plans to attend the University of Northern Iowa for nursing.
Our next senior is Lexi Van Zook from Grundy Center. She is the daughter of Chastity Van Zook. Lexi's high school activities included tennis, golf, MVP, FFA, and 4-H. Her favorite music genres are Christian and country, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Unwritten. She does not have a favorite book or a TV show and does not have a go-to movie. Her favorite social media platform is Snapchat. If Lexi was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have clothes. If given the opportunity, Lexi would like to travel to Greece. When Lexi Van Zook looks back at her years at Grundy Center High School, her favorite memory is homecoming. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. Live your life to the fullest and don't let the people around you interfere that. After graduation, Lexi Van Zook plans to attend University of Iowa for nursing.
Our next senior is Tallulah Lamp from Grundy Center. She's the daughter of Erica and Jesse Lamp. Tallulah's high school activities included football cheer, choir, band, and musical. Her favorite music genres are folk and rock. And the song she has chosen for today's show is My Way Soon by Greta Van Fleet. Tallulah does not have a favorite book, and she enjoys watching Arcane on TV. Her go-to movie is Ponyo. Her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Tallulah was stranded on a deserted island, she would like to have a tanning chair. And if given the opportunity, Tallulah would like to travel to Europe. When Tallulah Lamp looks back at her years at Grundy Center High School, her favorite memory is getting to sing in the Iowa All-State Choir and hanging out with her friends. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. Life is a runway when you see it my way. After graduation, Tallulah Lamp plans to attend Warburg for special education and art education.
Our next senior is Jasmine Clark from Grundy Center. She is the daughter of Dawn Clark and Kamakani Clark. Jasmine's high school activities included speech, academic decathlon, musical, tennis, and choir. Her favorite music genres are pop, rock, and indie, and the song she's chosen for today's show, Salvatore by Lana Del Rey. Her favorite book is The Hunger Games, and Jasmine enjoys watching Criminal Minds on TV. Her go-to movie is Scream, and her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Jasmine was stranded on a deserted island, she'd want to have her a Walla water bottle. If given the opportunity, Jasmine would like to travel to Sweden. When Jasmine Clark looks back at her years at Granny Center High School, her favorite memory is graduating. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. Don't procrastinate. After graduation, Jasmine Clark plans to attend Hawkeye for general education, then transfer to UNI for graphic design.
Here's another one of our favorite songs from the graduating class of 2025 on 99 The Wave. Our next senior is Venice Del Castillo from Holland. Venice is a child of Elizabeth Del Castillo. Venice's high school activities included speech, band, choir, jazz choir, musical theater, all-state choir, solo ensemble contests, and tennis. Vin's favorite music genre is jazz, and the song that they has chosen for today's show is Groovin' Hard by Groove for Thought and Rosina Eckert. Vin's favorite book is 1984 by George Orwell, and Venice enjoys watching Parks and Recreation on TV. Vin's go-to movie is Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Vin's favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Venice was stranded on a deserted island, they would want to have a piano, and if given the opportunity, Vin would like to travel to London. When Venice Del Castillo looks back at their years at Granny Center High School, their favorite memory is listening to other choirs perform at Vocal Jazz Championships in 2023. They also have this advice for next year's senior class. It means more to you than it does to them, so don't justify living silent under wraps. After graduation, Venice Del Castillo plans to attend a four-year college or university to study music.
Our next senior is Tessa Prime from Grundy Center. She's the daughter of Sue Brubaker. Tessa's high school activities included football cheer and basketball cheer. Her favorite music genre is country, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Half of My Hometown by Kelsey Ballerini. Her favorite book is The Report Card by Andrew Clemente. Her favorite book is The Report Card, and Tessa enjoys watching Grey's Anatomy on TV. Her go-to movie is Monsters, Inc., and her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Tessa was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have insect repellent. If given the opportunity, Tessa would like to travel to Jamaica. When Tessa Prime looks back at her years at Granny Center High School, her favorite memory is winning state football and being able to experience that. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. Embrace the unknown, find your purpose, and never stop learning. After graduation, Tessa Prime plans to go to Hawkeye Community College to get a certificate in early childhood education, then hopefully get a degree and become a kindergarten teacher.
Our next senior is Kelly Moan from Granny Center. She is the daughter of Amy Carter and Nick Carter and Tyler Moan. Kelly's high school activities included band, choir, academic decathlon, and musical. Her favorite music genre is rock, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Ignorance. Her favorite book is The Hunger Games, and Kelly enjoys watching Death Note on TV. Her go-to movie is The Muppets, and her favorite social media platform is Instagram. If Kelly was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have a book, and if given the opportunity, Kelly would like to travel to a big library with a cool staircase. When Kelly Moan looks back at her years at Granny Center High School, her favorite memory is winning third place at State Act Deck this year. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. It's okay to not do everything. Take some time for yourself and relax. After graduation, Kelly Moan plans to attend the University of Iowa for English, aiming for a master's in library science.
Our next senior is Nate Steinmeier from Holland. He's the son of Brian Steinmeier and Elizabeth and Thomas Coons. Nate's high school activities included cross country and academic decathlon. His favorite music genres are Christian and pop, and the song he has chosen for today's show is Starman by David Bowie. His favorite book is Ready Player One, and Nate enjoys watching Alf on TV. His go-to movie is Back to the Future, and his favorite social media platform is Instagram. If Nate was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have the Bible. If given the opportunity, Nate would like to travel to Germany. When Nate Steinmeier looks back at his years at Gurney Center High School, his favorite memory is the high school band trip. He also has this advice for next year's senior class. Find out what's most important to you, then stick with it. After graduation, Nate Steinmeier plans to attend Faith Baptist Bible College and an undecided community college.
You're finding out more than you ever wanted to know about the 2025 graduation class from Gurney Center High School. It's our senior spotlight show on 99 The Wave. It's also streaming live at radioonthego.com. Hi, this is one of your co-hosts, Jalen Kirkpatrick. Stay tuned for more.
Our next senior is Avery Knudsen from Gurney Center. She is the daughter of Michael and Carla Knudsen. Avery's high school activities included cross-country, FFA, mentors and violence prevention, golf, friends first, choir, and the musical. Her favorite music genre is country, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Lonely for Long by Zach Top. Avery doesn't have a favorite book and enjoys watching Outer Banks on TV. Her go-to movie is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Avery was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have sunscreen. And if given the opportunity, Avery would like to travel to Italy. When Avery Knudsen looks back at her years at Gurney Center High School, her favorite memory is homecoming week of 2024, and she also has this advice for next year's senior class. Don't take anything for granted. After graduation, Avery Knudsen plans to golf at NIAC, then getting her bachelor's degree at UNI for interior design.
Our next senior is Holly Lubert from Gurney Center. She's the daughter of Jeremy and Kimberly Lubert. Holly's high school activities included golf, FFA, musical, choir, and NHS. Her favorite music genres are country and pop, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Don't Think Jesus by Morgan Wallen. She does not have a favorite book and does not have a favorite TV show, and her go-to movie is Tangled. Her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Holly was stranded on a deserted island, she'd want to have her $50 sunglasses. If given the opportunity, Holly would like to travel to Costa Rica. When Holly Lubert looks back at her years at Gurney Center High School, her favorite memory is hanging out with her friends. She also has this advice for next year's senior class. Bring snacks to class. After graduation, Holly Lubert plans to attend UNI to study business kinesiology.
Our next senior is Jamison Hykens from Gurney Center. She's the daughter of Michael and Ashley Hykens. Her favorite music genre is country, hip-hop, and rap, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Northern Altitude by Noah Kahan. Her favorite book is The In-Between, and Jamison enjoys watching Ginny and Georgia on TV. Her go-to movie is Beauty and the Beast, and her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Jamison was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have her phone, and if given the opportunity, Jamison would like to travel to Germany. When Jamison Hykens looks back at her years at Gurney Center High School, her favorite memory is homecoming, and she also has this advice for next year's senior class. Make the most of it because it goes fast. After graduation, Jamison Hykens plans to attend Hawkeye Community College for nursing.
Our next senior is Mo Allen from Dyke. Mo is the child of Erica and Robert Allen. Mo's high school activities included band, drumline, robotics, musical, and bowling. Mo's favorite music genres are classical, folk, and indie, and the song Mo has chosen today for today's show is Real Love Baby by Father John Misty. Mo's favorite book is I'm the Messenger, and Mo enjoys watching Doctor Who on TV. Mo's go-to movie is High Road, and Mo's favorite social media platform is Pinterest. If Mo was stranded on a deserted island, Mo would like to have Mo's dog. If given the opportunity, Mo would like to travel to Romania. When Mo looks back at their years at Gurney Center High School, their favorite memory is late nights at robotics. They also have this advice for next year's senior class. Everything is a huge deal. Freak out about every assignment. After graduation, Mo Allen plans to attend trade school to become a lineman.
The seniors rule the radio. Hi, I'm Preston Martins, one of your hosts from Gurney Center High School, and we are in control of 99 The Wave Radio with our senior spotlight show. We're also streaming live at radioonthego.com. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Our next senior is Langdon Gideon from Lincoln. He's the son of Brittany and Justin Thompson. Langdon's high school activities included football manager and basketball manager. His favorite music genres are country, hip-hop, pop, R&B, and rap, and the song he has chosen for today's show is Hard to Love by Lee Bryce. His favorite book is Ranger's Apprentice, and Langdon enjoys watching Suits on TV. His go-to movie is Seven. His favorite social media platform is Instagram. If Langdon was stranded on a deserted island, he would want to have a fire starter. If given the opportunity, Langdon would like to travel to Venice. When Langdon Gideon looks back at his years at Granny Center High School, his favorite memory is going to state basketball. He also has this advice for next year's senior class: don't rush to be done. After graduation, Langdon plans to attend UNI for sports administration.
Our next senior is Lindy Moore from Granny Center. She is the daughter of Todd and Jamie Haupt. Lindy's high school activities include golf and Friends First. Her favorite music genre is country, and the song she has chosen for today's show is House Again by Hudson Westbrook. Lindy does not have a favorite book, and she enjoys watching Grey's Anatomy on TV. Her go-to movie is The Notebook. Her go-to social media platform is TikTok. If Lindy was on a deserted island, she would want to have food. If given the opportunity, Lindy would like to travel to Greece. When Lindy Moore looks back at her years at Grundy Center High School, her favorite memory is prom junior year or the homecoming fires. She also has this advice for next year's senior class: have fun, it goes fast. After graduation, Lindy Moore plans to attend Hawkeye Community College to finish prerequisites, then go to Allen for sonography.
Our next senior is Scotland Sly from Holland, Iowa. She is the daughter of Amber and Jason Sly. Scotland's high school activities included golf. Her favorite music genres are country, hip-hop, and rock, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Two Dozen Roses by Shenandoah. She does not have a favorite book and does not have a favorite TV show or a movie, but her favorite social media platform is TikTok. If Scotland was stranded on a deserted island, she would want to have a plane. If given the opportunity, Scotland would like to travel to Canada. When Scotland Sly looks back at her years at Granny Center High School, her favorite memory is probably watching the Spartans three-peat a state title for football. She also has this advice for next year's senior class: go out of your comfort zone. After graduation, Scotland Sly plans to become a paramedic.
Our next senior is Leah Larson from Granny Center. She is the daughter of Stephanie and Eric Larson. Leah's high school activities included golf, FFA, FCCLA, 4-H, homecoming committee, prom committee, and MVP. Her favorite music genres are country, hip-hop, pop, and rap, and the song she has chosen for today's show is Unwritten. Leah does not have a favorite book or a TV show, but her favorite movie is The Notebook. Her favorite social media platform is Snapchat. If Leah was stranded on a deserted island, she would like to have sunscreen. If given the opportunity, Leah would like to travel to Greece. When Leah Larson looks back at her years at Granny Center High School, her favorite memory is homecoming senior year. She also has this advice for next year's senior class: have fun. After graduation, Leah Larson plans to attend cosmetology school. This has been Preston Martins,
Jalen Kirkpatrick,
and Alexi Oder.
Thanks for tuning in to the Granny Center High School Senior Spotlight Show.
We've had a lot of great memories, and we hope you enjoyed hearing just a few.
Thanks to the local business people that made our special day possible on 99 The Wave.
We will all be together one last time during Granny Center High School commencement on May 18th at 2 p.m. See you then.